I'm Josh Fisher.
And I'm Bea Fisher, and we are the Fisher family. Thank you for joining us today. You're watching Annie Talks.
Annie Talks. Welcome to the show. Here we go with Annie Talks. Annie Talks. Welcome to the show. Here's the host. It's Annie Talks.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Annie Talks podcast. I am your host, Annie Rivera, and I am here. I have the wonderful privilege to be here with the Fisher family. I am here with Bea and Josh, and we have here Boss and Ralphie, and not pictured here just currently are Lennox, who's 7, Cruz, 5, and Tegan, who is 3. Thank you guys so much for having me and for welcoming me here.
I'm wondering if he's gonna dare jump off, I don't know.
This is all part of the whole adventure. And we'll get into that in just a little bit. We're gonna talk about what it is that the Fisher family is doing or are doing throughout the year. So thank you guys so much for being here. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So now I ran into them at the Pet Expo. We were just there recently in April. And as you can see, both Boss and Ralphie are these lovely, beautiful Newfoundland dogs. Why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, their breed, how old they are, and how you came about acquiring them or getting them? Woo!
Watch the duel.
Go ahead. So Ralphie and Boss are both 4 years old, and they're both Newfoundlands. Mm-hmm. And how we came about the Newfoundland breed, that she tells a better story. So I'm gonna let her.
So we decided we always knew we wanted 3 kids. We were trying for our 3rd, and decided it was time to add a furry member to our family. Right. We knew we wanted a big dog, and we knew it just had to be a dog that was good for kids. So my Google search went best big dog for kids. And the Newfoundland comes up in the top 10 of every single list for best family dogs. We had never heard of a Newfoundland. We had never seen a Newfoundland. So from that point, he's going to drool all over his head. So that's how our search began. So I saw this breed and I'm like, this is maybe something. And so then I look at Newfoundland puppy, and once you see one puppy picture, it's like sold. Yeah, okay, yeah. That's our dog.
That was it. Had me at the puppy.
For sure. So we started researching from that point just more about the breed. And
So I
saw one puppy picture and I'm like, okay, this is our dog. And from there we just started researching more just about the breed and the things that the breeds are known for and what their, you know, what their temperaments and all of this stuff. And so you read about a giant breed and you read about 150-pound dog, but if you've never seen a 150-pound dog, I think when we went to pick up Ralphie was the first time we saw one in real life.
It was a big OMG moment.
Yeah.
You're like, my goodness.
Oh my gosh, that little bear puppy cub is going to turn into that. It was like, I'll never forget. We were in the breeder's house and like she had these like tall kitchen like windows. And all of a sudden we're sitting there waiting for her to bring out the Ralphie as a puppy. And you see like this big head, like just like, you know, like, oh my gosh, like these were like not low windows, these were tall windows. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that's gonna be our dog.
And he was a puppy then. How tall and how big would you say he was?
27 pounds.
He was 27 pounds.
10 weeks old.
10 weeks when we got him.
Oh my goodness.
So just like real little fluffy. They're like the cutest little fur balls for sure. Yeah.
Right. So now when you brought him home to the family, what was that like?
So, I mean, that was automatically just, like,
so
adorable,
cute.
So cute. Like, they were so excited, and just, I remember them, like, being so close, and then Ralphie kind of coming out of the crate and just going after Cruz and Lennox, and then they end up running.
No, Ralphie. He couldn't say his name. So Tegan, I was 4 months pregnant when we got Ralphie and brought him home. So Tegan wasn't here yet. So Lennox, I don't know how old he was, but Cruz was 2 or something.
Yeah,
and so it was so cute.
It was love at first sight for everybody.
For sure. I think, but Ralphie with those little puppy razor sharp teeth, he'd like want to bite them. So the kids for like the first few months sat on like the head of the couch because he couldn't get up there.
That is so cute. So now tell us about their temperaments. Tell about like some of their cute little habits or maybe some, you know, not so cute little habits.
Well, the drool isn't cute at all.
Oh, that's right. Now, when I met you guys at Pet Expo, you were saying that there's a lot of acne. What breed is this? What breed is your dog?
They're Newfoundlands.
Oh, my goodness.
Lots of vacuuming.
Lots of vacuuming, lots of combing. They're 4 years old.
They're 4? They're so beautiful. Are they boy and a girl?
Girl and males.
Males. What are their names?
That's Ralphie and this is Boss.
Ralphie and Boss?
Boss, yeah.
How much do they weigh?
He's 180, he's 140.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We've been traveling all over for the past 8 months, hitting all 50 states. So, so we've been in an RV traveling around, and so we're, we came back to California, this is where we're from. So.
Oh, gosh.
A lot of drools. So
a lot of vacuuming. A lot of, like, it takes 5 hours to just wash and bathe them and dry them and,
really?
And groom them. So, and we do that ourselves. And so, those are the pains of actually having a large breed. And but what comes with it is these guys, you can have a 3,000 square foot or 5,000 square foot home. What we tell everybody is, they're going to be right at your feet, no matter where you are. Like, so I have 2 brown and black shadows. And so like, instead of, I have 3 kids that are constantly, that says dad, 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 I'm training them to say mom, mom, mom. But they're constantly following me around just because they love, they want that interaction. They want to be next to you. They want that comfort. And what's the word I'm looking for?
Newfies have a nickname. So Newfoundlands, they call them Newfies a lot. But they have a nickname called the Velcro Newf. Because they are like Velcro dogs. Like, they just stick to you. So while our Google search was best big dog for family, we have a good friend and her that has 2 Newfies, 3 Newfies. And her search was best big dog for apartment, for small space. Because they don't need a lot of space. People think like, oh my gosh, that's a big dog. You must have a huge house. And I get to tell them, we're actually in an RV right now. Yeah. So they don't need a lot of space. They just want to be near you.
Yeah.
So they're also nicknamed the Gentle Giants, the breed. They're really just
nanny dogs.
Yeah.
I mean,
Nanny dogs.
They're a breed that's known to be good with kids and that are just like really mild, sweet temperaments.
Right. The most famous Snoof of all is Nana Noof from Peter Pan.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So that's, I mean, that was a Lancer, so, but that just kind of shows you that, you know, they're great babysitters, that they're just nannies.
Yeah,
so.
Great family dogs.
Family dogs.
So now, okay, so here's the question of the day. So you said earlier that you're in an RV. Tell us about that. Tell us about how you decided to get into an RV, or, you know, I'm not even going to tell you guys, but I'm going to have them tell you, because I think their story is fascinating. So tell us a little bit about how what came about and what made you decide to do.
Well, it all started with Instagram, and we had built out an Instagram, and it was just mostly for fun. And then you could probably elaborate a little bit better. I'm sorry.
He's gonna always be like, you know the story.
I know. You'll notice that. She's my fact checker. Keeps me in my place, I guess.
Where should I start? When we had around 3,000 followers, we got this crazy letter from the Daily Mail. And at first I thought, is this spam? Like, what is this? But they were basically, had found us on Instagram and said, we'd love to do an interview and do a story on your family. Okay. So we did it, and that story kind of went viral. And from then on, we became very intentional with our Instagram because we realized, like, if they saw something special, there's something here. And I think our Instagram grew just really easy and organic because people love seeing these giant dogs with these little kids, right? So it's just like super cute and make you feel happy type of thing. And so we got to a place where we were getting a lot of sponsored campaigns and generating an income from Instagram.
Viral videos.
Viral videos and so between there was a lot of factors that went into this huge decision that we made to basically sell our house, quit our jobs, jump in an RV, and go for a year to visit all 50 United States.
Wow. So with that, you told me earlier, how many states have you visited and how many more do you have left?
So far we've done 36 of 50. Wow. And we have 14 more states to go and three more months.
Wow.
So we're on the road for eight
three more months. Yeah.
Well, 3 months, you think?
Well, the goal is to get it done in 3 months, just from a budget standpoint and time-wise for school. We'll see. Who knows what God has in store for us? Like that, really. That's we have no idea, but we just know that we're told to go and do this and spread some joy.
Yeah,
I love that. I love the fact that they're faith-based.
Yes,
so
sure.
And they, you know, because you know, you kind of to put it bluntly, you basically just everything behind and then get in an RV and just kind of go where God leads you.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Right. And not only did we leave it, we sold it all. So there's nothing coming. We sold our home. We sold all of our furniture. We got rid of all of our clothes, my suits. Tegan's calling us right here. Hi, Tegan. What?
Sorry.
Yeah.
This is the life of
this
the Fisher
is the
family.
Life.
We love it. And
yes.
This is, you know, and I wanted it to be this organic feel and you know, that kind of stuff. So this is really good. Now, okay, here's a question too. As you're going on the road, you have a destination. Let's say, you know, your destination is like 300 miles or so. I mean, how many stops do you have to make, like, basically to...
Well,
and then do you have to base your stops based on you know, where they can go?
Yeah. Kind of how we routed our whole entire...
So our whole trip... Well, I want to say first that this whole thing was really an answered prayer. So we grew this Instagram, and I think we both had this feeling like, okay, God, you gave us this really unique platform, and what do you want us to do with it?
Right.
Because nothing's going to last forever. We get that. And so what do you want? Like you can't just be, let's take and post a cute picture every day. Like, there had to be a bigger purpose, we felt like.
So
it was like a prayer for a long time. I'd be like, okay, what do you want? What do you want? And on the backside, we're getting DMs and people just saying, ever come to, you know, Missouri, if you ever come to New York, if you ever, and I'm like, yeah, like, we're ever gonna come there, you know? And then lo and behold,
you're
I get to tell
there,
everybody, we're gonna come, and yes, we're gonna come, and yes, we're gonna come. So yeah, that's like how it all really started. It was really just an answer prayer of God saying, no, go. Like, this is what I want you guys to do. I want you to pack up your kids, pack up your dogs, and just go and spread a little love. If that means letting people pet your dog or letting joggers that are jogging by just put a smile on their face, whatever it is, just go. And so
yeah, I love that. Oh, hi.
What's that?
Guys.
Okay, so we have the family here. Why don't you introduce us to your lovely family?
So these are our boys. We have three human boys.
Get up.
This is Lennox. Lennox is actually eight. I'm not sure if I filled in wrong. Lennox, you want to say hi?
Hi.
So this is Lennox. This is Cruz. Cruz, you want to come over here so we can see you?
I'm here.
This is Cruz. Cruz is six. And then, who are you?
Tegan.
Yes, I mean Tegan. This is Tegan. How old are you, Teagues? He's three.
So now life on the road with the boys and the dogs. What's that like?
Boys. It's
like
fantastic.
This.
There's never a dull moment.
A dull moment. There was definitely a lot of adjusting at the very beginning, and our schedule at the very beginning was crazy. We were going through time zones, and we had gotten to this crazy rut of, what time would we wake up? We wake up at like 10. We'd be having breakfast at...
No, 8
so. Not at the beginning. At the beginning was crazy. We were having breakfast at like 10:30, and then we would have lunch around 5 or 6, and then we would be searching frantically for dinner at 11 o'clock at night. And what state were we in at that Denny's?
Oh my goodness.
one point we found ourselves having a dinner.
I know.
What state?
North Dakota.
It may be North Dakota.
Yeah, it was.
Wow. And what happened at the Denny's? You guys want to tell the story?
What did the guy buy?
He bought us milkshakes.
At like
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock in the morning, milkshakes. So we're like, oh, and then he bought it and left. Didn't even ask us. She goes, hey,
the guy just left.
He just bought you guys a bunch of milkshakes. Oh, and so,
the kids have been asking, can we get dessert? And we're like, you're not having dessert. It's like not 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's not happening.
And then the server came up and she's like, the gentleman who was sitting over there wanted to get these for your children. I'm like,
right? He obviously does not have kids. But they were happy, and we just had to take that in and be like grateful, you know. Like, you know, like we're like, you know, that's a nice gesture. He meant well.
We've had so many nice gestures. Lennox, you want to tell them what happened to you at the Cubs game?
Oh yeah, someone gave me a Cubs ball.
Who gave you a game ball?
Oh, game ball. Wow.
Yeah.
At Wrigley Field in Chicago, the Cubs won, and at the end of the game, this stranger just came up and said, I'd like you to have this, and gave him a game ball.
Oh my goodness, was that your first experience at a baseball game?
And I didn't get anything.
I think I've been to a doctor.
Yeah?
But I didn't
have So I have another question for you guys. So, you know, all this is all lovely, and I mean, so I'm sure you must have had some resistance maybe from family or friends, or what was that?
We had, so like our family was like amazing, like they were like very supportive. Our family, on her side, really been walking with the Lord for a long time, so they feel like, you know, if God is calling you to do this, like, you go, you know, you don't sit back and go. But and we had some friends that were like kind of like just like, hey,
we only had one set of friends who were a little like
skeptical.
Yeah, but for the most part it was all positive. I think there were a lot of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you guys are doing this,
right?
But none that were like, we don't think you should, or it's not a good idea.
But the Bible says too, right, to be fishers of men. Yes. Right. And that's exactly what I think. Not only spiritually,
Mommy,
but kind of almost.
What was this day when literally. We went to the ranch?
Who does all the driving? Do you guys kind of like?
100%.
All the driving.
Yeah. I'm the navigator. Yeah.
There you go.
We would be lost if it wasn't.
Key support.
Yes.
So with the traveling, so what are the some of the challenges that you face when you're traveling?
Weather. So we're from sunny California.
Yeah.
We are not used to the rain.
Yeah.
We're not used to any snow. I mean, we're anything. And so we get to Illinois, which is our third state, and third or fourth state. And we are just pummeled with lightning storms.
Oh my goodness.
Even before Illinois.
Wisconsin was before Illinois,
okay,
and there was like
wind
tornado. Factor. There was remember that tornado warning, yeah. Like stuff that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just, and so like California, when it rains, we just kind of sit inside and don't do anything. Well, it was raining constantly for weeks.
Oh,
and so we're like, okay, like we have a timeline. We gotta go, and we got places to be, and we got things to do. And so we're like, okay, so we just had to adapt and like just get weather like, you know, just clothes that would like help us out with the rain.
Sure.
and just go out and experience. And that's where the tough times come in, you know, like with the dogs, you know, you get them wet, they smell, and like
and
my
we're
dog,
living in close quarters, and I don't want like my RV smelling like wet dog.
And I can't, the moment it starts to smell, I start to like go like, okay, I gotta clean them.
Yeah,
I gotta clean them.
Yeah.
And then
you bathe them how often again?
So I bathe them, so on the road it was probably like maybe once a month. So and I would say sometimes even closer than that, maybe every 2 weeks.
So when we were living at home here, we'd bathe them usually every six to eight weeks. But they were
okay. Go ahead, buddy. But have fun.
But at that point,
they were indoor, so they're not getting as smelly and
sure.
And now we're on the road and exploring every day, and they're outside and
getting dirty
and so now it was like, okay, we're on the road, but we need to make this happen more.
Getting wet, double coated dogs.
So he'll talk about the weather, but from like just a functional point, like living in the RV, laundry is no joke. It's hard enough to keep up on the laundry when you're in a house. So laundry is crazy and hard, and cooking, like,
oh my goodness,
cooking.
Yeah.
So we have a decent sized fridge, and we have, you know, an oven and the stove top.
Right.
But the stove has three burners, and because it's so small, once you put a regular full size pan on there, you can only use one burner.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm dealing with a juggling act.
Yes,
she's a
vegetarian.
And I'm a vegetarian.
Me too.
I eat meats and I love it.
And two of our three are like the pickiest eaters on the planet. So feeding our children, washing their clothes, like the food and the laundry were really, really hard.
So where do you wash their laundry? Or do you have to
laundromats or some of the
campgrounds
that will have, to pay, you know, the coin operating.
Yeah,
machine,
we try to do them at the campground if possible, but sometimes it builds up to the point where it's like, we're not going to waste the whole day doing laundry, so we need to just go to the laundromat, get it all done, and wash and dry, and that's it. We joke that we could have had McDonald's sponsor us. We're ashamed to say this, but we ate more McDonald's than we'd like to ever eat. Yeah, the first 2 months, it was just trying to get on a. You know, we're like, okay, we have plans today, and the easiest way to get out fast is to just pick up something on the go.
Yeah.
Right.
And
that makes sense.
And then we'd be out.
We also wanted to experience the culture, so we also ate our way through the 36, first initial 36
days. We ate a lot of food.
Part of being in the culture and getting to know what it's about is like food. And that speaks to my heart and my stomach, and she's a good foodie too as well. So
yeah,
we've got some really good food.
I definitely
too.
Like to eat.
So now, when you travel, do you have like certain destinations? Is it just a traveling and you stop, traveling and stop, or do you have destinations you go to, like events and things like of that nature?
So when we first started, we had the first 3 months of the whole entire trip planned out, and so from destination. And then once we felt like the first 3 weeks, we actually were like, man, we're like tied to this timeline and we have no flexibility.
You said the first 3 months. What you meant is the first 3 weeks, right?
Okay.
No, I'm just saying because...
Whatever.
No, I'm asking you.
Did we not have the first 3 months?
Do you know what 3 months is? August, September, October, November. Did we have it planned all the way through to Thanksgiving?
Okay.
No way! Yeah. We did not!
That was wishful thinking.
That was super wishful thinking.
That was my plan before we started the trip, I think.
So things kind of just, you had to be kind of flexible.
Definitely flexible.
Yeah. So we definitely had to be flexible. And it was just, we wanted to be flexible and we felt tied down. So we're like, okay. So we then started planning. Before we had set out and did this, just kind of rewind back a little bit. We did like an Instagram post for each state, and we got like local like intel from our followers, and so they gave us like, you know, some good places to go, places to eat,
awesome. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're very interactive with your followers.
Yes,
for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so they played a big part in the planning part for the first 3 weeks. But in that time, she would just go through, and if things were like, that stuck out or like there was multiple suggestions, she would then write that down, and then we would go and plan our trip through that
in advance. You're plotting all the destinations and the stops.
Trying. I mean, it's really hard to plan out a year-long trip.
Of course, right. Yeah.
So that was basically how we did it. We would reach out to her on Instagram. They would tell us, give us a whole bunch of things. I'd make a big list and then say, okay, here's everything they suggested. And if there were multiple, I would make a check. And so now I'm like, these ones were suggested so many times. So I'd research those. And then from there, we'd kind of go.
Yeah.
And most of the time, we were looking for a campsite or a place where we were going to stay, like as we were driving there.
Oh, okay.
So we did find out really, really early on that we had to accept that we just couldn't do it all.
Yeah.
We can't do it all. We can't see it all. We just don't have enough time with 50 states and 52 weeks. 52 weeks in a year?
Yeah, 52 weeks in a year, yes.
Most states were about 6 days. The bigger states, we gave ourselves more time, and some of the smaller states or states with just not done less time. But most states were about 6 days. So initially, our first few states, we were like moving a lot. Mm-hmm. We'd be like, okay, well, let's stay here 2 days, move here 2 days, and you just burn out.
Yeah, it's
hard. And we had never we weren't RV people.
No.
So like, to pack up the RV and do all that at the beginning, it took a lot of time also.
Yeah.
And now we're like pros.
Pros.
We just like, oh, get it.
I can get it done. 5-10 minutes,
sure.
And then shopping in the grocery stores, you're like pros now. You already know like where to go.
That's hard every single one.
Yeah.
So we were not Walmart people. Out here in California, Southern California, we go to either Target or, you know, we have the other ones, the other big brand ones. But Walmart was the most consistent one around.
There's always a Walmart.
Always a Walmart.
Love
and,
it.
And
not
so,
a McDonald's.
And, yeah, exactly. And so we would end up, like, you know, we would stay the night sometimes in a Walmart parking lot because you can do that overnight. It's traveling throughout the
for
U.S.
For a lot of them, yeah.
For a lot of them. And then we would go in and go shopping in the morning and get that in. So that was pretty consistent.
It gets stocked up.
Yeah.
So now we talked about some of the challenges. What are some of the most memorable that you can, to date, talk about? What stands out?
I think one of the huge things that stands out for me is just how, you know, you watch the news and you would think, like, our world is, like, just a disaster and falling apart.
Our country.
Let's speak for our country since that's what we're touring, right?
Yeah.
But you get out there and you realize, like, how much good there still is.
Amazing.
We have met so many amazing people, and what's really, really crazy is that we have had people across the country welcome us into their home. So it's like, you're coming, they reach out, when you come to this state, we want to host you.
Yes.
Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, New Jersey, Pennsylvania,
Utah,
Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia,
Maryland, Delaware,
New York, all these states. People, and they're not welcoming in a couple, like they're welcoming in a family of five plus two giant dogs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
And so that has been just like to sit back and watch that happen or be a part of that and allow people to just welcome us and love on us has been like such a huge blessing and a encouragement, right?
Yeah,
like just
absolutely.
Like God saying, okay, I told you to go, I told you I'm gonna take care of you, and I'm gonna like take care of you, you know? And that has been awesome, shocking, all of it, you know, just to think like, okay, we knew a few people, we're like, if you ever come here, okay, and now to say, come, stay in our house, stay, you know, like, that's been, I was always like, oh my gosh, my kids, like, be quiet, okay, you know, and then you leave, and those same people who I was like so concerned that they were like being disruptive, they're like, we miss the sound of those little guys giggling in our house, you know, that's just like crazy.
And we still have, like, we still talk to them all, and just, it just, it really has brought, like, it's made our Instagram community very tight, and it's really good. I mean, it's been fun.
Want
to
tell her about Indiana? That's a memorable moment.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. You can tell her.
Yeah. You can tell her, you tell us.
Indiana was fun. So we loved Indiana, so we get this idea of, like, let's go and do a water rafting trip,
right,
you know,
okay.
and so did I do the research on that? I found that one, right?
I think you did, yeah.
Yeah, and so
it was a beautiful
the
day.
Reason why I say I found that, because, like, you know, there was little things, details that I missed out that she probably would have caught.
Okay.
And so, but so we get in this, we go to this rafting thing, and he takes us 5 miles away, 5 miles up the river, and he's like, all right, you guys are gonna get down, you guys are gonna get to move down and go down this river, and about 2.5 miles down, you're gonna get to this bridge, and that's your halfway point. Well, before we even get to the halfway point, I look up and we're paddling, and
he also tells us, don't worry, this river's like, it'll do most of the work for you, so it's gonna be a leisurely ride. And tell her about our setup. We have, are we in a canoe or a kayak?
We're in a kayak.
Okay, so we have
Canoe, excuse me.
We have a canoe.
Yeah.
Josh and I, Ralphie and Boss, and Tegan are in the canoe.
Yes.
We have a rope tied to the, two ropes tied to the back of the canoe, and the kids, Lennox and Cruz, are in a circular like raft, like floating raft.
Like an inner tube.
So, like inner tube, yeah. So we're pulling that, we're pulling them behind us, but we
it's a very mild rapid. Yeah. It's not even a rapid. It's not a rapid. It's just a flowing
like river,
stream. Yeah,
yeah,
a river.
Flowing river. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, exactly. So.
Or so you thought.
Yeah. No. Well, so we get like maybe a quarter into this, and I look up and I'm like, yeah, that does not look good. That cloud does not look good. Now, mind you, we're from California.
Right.
We don't get those pop-up storms. And that's literally what it was. It was a pop-up storm. And it was so bad that we were like, she was praying the whole entire time.
I'm like praying the prayer of salvation. I'm like, okay, God.
Okay, salvation. I'm sorry if she I did anything. Did. If I, please forgive me. No. And then I'm thinking, okay, if this is the way I go, we're all together. Like, if we go right here, we're like totally all together.
Yeah, yeah.
You can take me if this is how you want to take me. But
And so I look up, and I mean, like, there is like in a far from afar. It's coming our way, and but there's lightning, and there's you can tell there it's just this like gnarly, and it's
the
coming.
Thunder's rolling.
Yes, yeah.
We haven't even hit the halfway point bridge.
Oh
yes.
My gosh!
And here
so he didn't. Your guide didn't go with you.
No,
he dropped us off.
Yes.
Oh my God.
He was funny.
He was funny.
Oh man, he had jokes. You know, he had good jokes.
Yeah. No, but the crazy thing is like. I'm usually one who's like checks the weather too, and I think like I don't know had I not checked it was a beautiful
day. It was
day.
Too early in our trip.
I mean,
trip
we were like, yeah, this is like state number four or something, but we were like literally lathering up with sunblock as we're getting into the canoe because it was bright and beautiful, and I'm like, we're gonna get burned today, guys.
Right.
Like, this is where you get burned. The sun is blaring.
This is where
we're on the water,
out looking like lobsters.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like rubbing everybody in, and who knew that within like half an hour it was like.
Now, were you guys tossing and tossing?
No, it wasn't.
The
rapids never got too bad. It was mostly just the fear of what's coming towards us.
Lightning, and we're on the water.
Yeah, and we're on the water. True. So we're just
There's no way, like I say this because people might be questioning, like, could you just go out to the side and get off? But there was like mountain, like it was like mountainous, kind of on one side up and trees and like woodsy. So it was, there was no like way that you could pull off to the side. There was no
there was a way, but we just, we knew
what
we
had. We gotten off on the side. What are we going to do?
Well, we'd have to sit there. Have it pummel us. So we were like, okay, let's get to, that was not an option. We were like, let's get that 5 miles in and just go. And so we started paddling and praying and like, you know, and just paddling. And I mean, you know, and we didn't work out too much. She was sore for like 2 or 3 days.
I couldn't, I was like almost in tears that night. I was like ibuprofen, everything. I was like, my shoulders were just, we survived, but so it started to actually rain right when we finally made it to where we were. So we walked back to the car in the rain,
right.
And as we drove, so we were probably, our campsite was probably 30 minutes from there.
Yeah, about 30, 40 minutes.
Between that and our campsite, like, I have video footage where I'm showing it on my phone, and this way towards our campsite is like bright sky, and you turn this way and it's completely black. Like black, and I'm like, that's where we were at. Like, it was the scariest, crazy.
How were the boys? Were they like?
Oh, they were good.
They thought they were on an adventure.
Yeah, they were having fun. Mind you, I got all my camera equipment on me, and like I had like, I mean, I had my drone. I'm like sitting there, and luckily, I'm just sitting there thinking.
Get a waterproof backpack.
I have a waterproof bag, but I'm thinking my camera bag, my dogs are gonna get wet. My poor kids. I'm like, what? Like, you don't want them to. You don't want your kids to freak out and like have that scar them for this, like never not.
And we are rowing, so it's Josh and I, and we're rowing 3 kids and these big giants and our son, like
and
the weight of ourselves.
Over and
Ralphie
around,
and Boss
so, like,
kept moving. Yeah.
So we're like taking water in and like,
oh,
you know,
my,
like,
it was awful.
But that was fun. And so when we got to our car and then it started pouring on us, we're just like, thank you. You know, like,
what a memory.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a story for sure to tell.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
But how funny, like you said, I was praying a prayer of salvation. I was like, oh Lord, it's this right. Oh my goodness.
Like, please, let's this is not my day.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that is, well, I'm glad that you guys made that. We wouldn't be here today.
We're here to
right?
tell that.
Yeah, for sure.
You can laugh about it.
Yeah, seriously. Now, how do you feel? I love the stories, and certainly God is working through you. You know, as Christians, I always pray that prayer like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be a vessel. What do you want me to do?
Right.
You know, where do you want me to you know, do your work? How do you feel God's ministering to you, through you guys, and reaching out?
For me, and I think even her, one, like, okay, there's two angles at this. Like, one, like, how is he using us, and yeah. how are we, so we're bringing a community together, right?
Right.
And so when we go to these states, we're actually having big meetups. Now, granted, we may not be talking about Jesus, but everybody knows that we're Christian,
right.
and like, and where we hope that it just portrays Christ-like
sure.
characteristics to them. So, and we've got to stay at some people's homes that, and I don't even know if I want to say this, but like, you know what I mean? Like, if I wanted this to be on camera, but we've stayed at some people's homes that may not have been, but they still get to see that difference. I don't know how, like, is that going to come off wrong?
No, I don't think so. Because I think sometimes, like, Christians are portrayed just as, like,
judgmental,
whatever, being judgmental or this and that. And
that,
so being able to be in people's homes who aren't believers and getting to see, like, God doesn't call us to be all of those things. God just calls us to love like he loved.
Right.
And that was like a big part of this thing. Yeah, go ahead.
And we struggle with the same things that normal people
yeah.
do. Normal
yeah,
people
so
do.
They get to see,
we're
like,
all trying to be, you know.
We're normal.
I think it just shows also the human factor. I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah. these people, you're still connected in such a, through human kindness.
Right.
But I love that God is using
yeah.
using your family. Guys, specifically the dogs and whatnot, to just you know, just like you said, to show that there still is good in the world, and that
right.
you could touch, no matter what level, no matter walks of life, and no matter their religious backgrounds and their beliefs,
yeah.
it, you still can touch them in such a way.
Yes.
And clearly you're doing that, because otherwise you wouldn't have these people reach out to you.
Yeah.
And I mean, the fact that they're following you and you know, everybody's kind of following you to making sure oh, they're safe and they're good
yeah.
and they're sound and whatnot. So people want to see you
yeah.
succeed,
right.
which
we,
I think is awesome.
It's been crazy, like the blessings. Like, we just had even recently somebody send us, like, I want to send you a gift. Can I send you guys a surprise? I'm like, yeah. And it's like $100 gift card, just saying, I see what you're doing. God knows what you're doing,
yeah.
and I want to encourage you. Just get back on the road. You know, I could get like teary-eyed.
But
it's so true. And that's like not a one-time thing. Like, it's happened over and over and over, where God just like used people to like bless us. You know,
like, you know, when you're giving something, who really gets the reward?
Right.
Yeah. The person, like, is it the giver,
like,
or is it the receiver? And most of the time, when you're giving, you really are the one that's getting a lot more. Your heart's being filled.
Yeah, for
so,
sure.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
you guys are giving of so much of yourselves. You have given so much of yourselves, and you are giving so much of yourselves. You know, uprooting your family and taking the dogs with you. I mean, you're doing that. You're spreading the kindness. You know, it's got to come back tenfold, and this is what's happening.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's
what a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we don't need to get into all this right now, but we were able this year to share. Josh has like a super powerful testimony, and for the longest time we were like, should we share it? And I don't know why, but for whatever reason we never like felt like it was the time. And then one day we were in Connecticut, and I'm just like, we're trying to figure out what are we gonna post today, and I was like, really just felt like I was like, okay, share it, like, now's the time. And so we were able to share his testimony through he had been at our church, had shared it at church right when he had first gotten saved, and then like a follow-up they did like 10 years later type of thing. And so we had both of those videos, and we were able to share them. And I could tell you the messages we got, and the just people poured out their hearts of like, didn't know that, but for them to be able to see, like, this is what God can do, like, all of this, like, this is crazy. Yes, we understand that, but all of it is only possible because of him.
Now, let's say this is kind of a twofold question. What if God were to say, I want you to go out longer? What would you say?
I would seriously be, I would struggle with it, but if, I mean.
We're two different people.
Yes. I would struggle with it. One, because, but if he does, like, I'm not opposed to it. Right. I'm not, definitely not opposed to it.
If he will provide for us, yeah. then I put, like,
yeah,
you,
you
know.
Have to think about that. So, sure. like, there's a financial burden to this, right? And it's not cheap what we're doing. I mean, and so, and me as the man and the, like,
provider.
The provider. Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's a provider, don't get me wrong. But God put that in us, like, yeah. you know what I mean? And so, like, that discernment right there for the three boys, the, you know, the dogs and her, like, I it would be tough for me just because, like, I don't know, like, we would, that would be a lot of prayer. Let's just say.
Yeah.
Probably had our biggest marital fight we've ever had on the road. So yeah, it's definitely hasn't been all easy. Like life in itself is not easy. And then you throw in the struggle of very close quarters, nonstop with children. I think state number two, I was like on care.com about to, I'm like, this is gonna be really weird, Josh. I'm gonna have to tell these people we're living in an RV, but I need somebody to take these yeah. kids from me because I'm gonna lose my mind. This is state number two. Oh,
I was like, not happening.
He was like, no. So it hasn't always been easy. And then like, again, like we had probably the biggest fight we've had in our marriage on the road, yeah. but.
So much to a point, like, I pulled off on the side of the road. I pulled off on the road. I wasn't even on the side of the road. I just stopped. I was like, so, she wasn't talking to me. So, and we were driving into the snow, and, like, we were driving towards us, directly into a storm. And, but anyhow, long, like,
what an
we're
analogy.
Here.
That's like an analogy.
Yeah.
About. We were driving
into the storm. Oh, and yeah. we were driving
and
into
we were
the
in
storm.
The storm. Like, yeah, and, like, I knew what was coming. I had a local tell me, he's like, you don't want to go that way. Yeah. You're driving. And what happened? Sure enough, we got stuck in a snowstorm and our RV couldn't get out. Our car couldn't even go up the hill. We were stuck in a campground in, where were we?
New Hampshire. Wow.
And so, and one of the other things is like, the hardest part is like disciplining kids. Like, so, we didn't talk about that. Like, so, we're out on this trip. We have very minimal time in the certain areas, destinations that we're at. And the kids are kids. And so, but, you know, you can't just let the kids act like kids all
sure.
the time. Like, or just like act like, so we had to, like, the discipline part was very hard for us. And because we were there, we wanted to do, we had
we're
plans.
We're doing fun things every day.
Everything, yeah. every day. And so we're like, okay, what do we do? And so, like, that kind of the disciplining part kind of got put to the back burner.
Oh, wow.
And you see, and you can kind of see some, like,
we've had a crackdown now that we're back home again because it definitely got put to the back burner. And because there were just like no consequences, they knew they could act naughty. Mm-hmm. And tonight we're still going to go to this awesome restaurant and they're going to, get whatever it is, or tomorrow we're still going to go to this cool fun place and nobody's going to stay home because we go as a family. So but I had a thought and I lost it, but it's okay. No, she was saying about going into the eye of the storm, but it's okay. I can't remember.
The analogy of like going into the storm and then stopping, like literally, it's like what's the saying? Stop the world, I want to get off.
Yes.
Stop the RV, I want to get off.
So, I would have gladly let her go off. No, I'm just kidding.
I would have walked too. No, it's funny. So we've been taking state line pictures. So every state we get in front of the big sign and we take our funny picture or do whatever we do. And there, and so we have one of the highlights on our Instagram. It says like, been there, done that or something. So it has all of our state line pictures. Yeah. And we joke and I'm like, keeping it real here, people, when there's no state line picture and there's a state that's been skipped, and Josh and I were probably arguing.
New York, no state line picture.
Pennsylvania,
no state line picture. We did get one in New Hampshire, but that's because we were driving into the storm and, well, we got stuck in New Hampshire. And our followers know what happened there. So,
So if you see that, that's keeping it real. That's why I was like, yeah, I'm not taking a picture. Like, I'm not going to say her smile for this camera. No.
You guys, thank you so much for sharing that, for being transparent. And, you know, this is, I mean, I think this is what our followers want to see. It's just you And this is definitely, you know, unfiltered, right? So now, what's coming up next for you guys after? Well, I know you've got 15 more states.
Yeah, so we got 14 more 14, states. Okay. Yeah, but and so we just got our RV out back from the collision repair spot in the mechanics or whatever. Where are they called? Anyhow, we just
them.
Yeah, them. We got the, yeah, I know. Yeah. And so so we got that back, and so June 1st, or actually June 6th, we're actually going to be leaving, and we're going to be heading up towards Washington and Washington Pacific, Oregon, Washington, and then into Alaska
through Canada.
So we'll drive through Canada for about 7 days, and then into Alaska for about a week and a half, and then we'll shoot back down and enter back in and finish the remaining of the states. So I'm really looking forward to Yellowstone, really looking forward to the Grand Tetons, mm-hmm. Banff, Alaska.
And this is going to take you through August.
This will take us through, all the way through September.
September, yes. Wow, and so then, the summer on the road, literally.
Yeah, right? and then we'll come back and we will finish in Hawaii with we just booked our Hawaii trip.
Also, we'll fly. How do you do that?
We'll fly. Oh, okay. Yeah. Hawaii's our last state, so we'll fly to Hawaii.
Yeah, so
with the dog.
We're not taking the dog.
Okay. It was back and forth. Oh,
yeah. And during that time of the year, it's really hot, and so like it's hit or miss with the airline. So if it gets too hot, they'll just be like, sorry, we're not flying with the dog. So we didn't want to take that chance to take the dogs and the heat.
It's just
them.
A lot of stress, right? for vacation. Like if you're moving there, no question they'd come. But if just for vacation, it's kind of like
that's the final destination is Hawaii. But then the good thing is it'll be your time to vacation.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
No RV.
And I told her, I was like, I had like the one thing I want, I just wanted to be served. Like I feel like, you know, we're going out and we're doing this, right? And like it is like when you go outside with these two big guys,
it's exhausting.
You know what a celebrity feels like, because you have to be on.
And you're
always got to be on. And we're both we're extroverts, and we love to talk to people, but we also, and we don't know when to say no. So like either she'll be on and like I'll hand her, but and then the kids get they get kind of the kids just kind of put to the side, but like the kids like
when we go places, anytime we both have to be on. So generally if he has the dogs, I have to be pick and choose our family quality time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we'd like to all be together all the time, but when we really need that quality, we can't take the dogs because we won't get it at all.
Yeah, so, that's what I was trying to get at.
So now, where in Hawaii are you guys going?
Maui.
Okay, yes. I'm going to put a plea out there to you guys, okay, because I'm going to tell you this. Sandwich Islands Network, I have the radio station, V93FM.com. Sandwich Islands Network has tons of ohana all over the place, especially back in the main island, Maui. I'm gonna reach out to all my Sin Radio crew ohana. Follow them first of all on Instagram, but if you find it in your heart, you know, if you could just reach out to them and give them the biggest welcome, spread that aloha to the Fisher family. Believe me, you will not be sorry, because they're a beautiful family. Their dogs, their family, their boys. And this is where they're coming to your state here.
Yes.
All of you. So they're going to vacation there. So I'm going to put a plea out there to my family.
We'll be there September 19th.
There you go. Okay. We got a big following for the Sandwich Islands Network radio crew, right, everybody? So follow them and then reach out to them and just welcome them. Spread that aloha. We say it here in the mainland that we spread aloha. We want to do that for the Fisher family as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
Now, what parting words, what takeaway, what message do you want to share with all of our followers? Just what comes to the top of your mind, top of your heart?
Yeah, I think a lot of this will have to do, probably, I guess, like we had to formulate this like mission statement, you know? And I think the main takeaway is, there's a few. If God calls you to do something, you go. You can trust him. He'll never fail. His word remains true, and you can trust him. But I think we really wanted to teach our boys through this that that sometimes we get caught in this, like, life has to be in this order. You have to, you know, finish school and then you get a house and then you get married, whatever the order is, but life has to go in a certain order. And my thing for my boys is I just want them to be fearless. Like, be fearless, follow God, go where He leads. He's not going to lead you astray. And life can be anything you want it to be. And dream big. Just dream big, because never, ever, ever in a million years did we think when we said I do that 10 years from now we'd have 3 kids, 2 giant dogs, a crazy big Instagram platform, and be traveling the country. Like, never.
We were against social media.
Oh, what a dagger to my heart.
Yeah. At one point we were.
So yeah, that's just it. Just dream big and be fearless. Sometimes you just gotta close your eyes in life and go for it. Things, you know, that's just it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So where can we follow you guys?
You can follow us at Ralphie the Newf and the Boss on Instagram and Raising Fisherman on YouTube. And if you go to raisingfisherman.com, that will take you kind of through all the links, because our Instagram, our big Instagram.
Worst handle in the world.
Yes.
Worst handle name in the world.
We're not going to sugarcoat that. When we started it, no intentions on it growing to being where it is. Yeah. Ralphie_the_noof_and_the_boss.
So bad.
No, not bad.
Just look at Ralphie _. It'll be the first one that comes up.
Yeah.
I will have all that information down in the show notes. So just be sure to click around, follow them. You'll see their adventures, especially now that they're going to kick off in June.
Yes.
June 6th,
yes.
To be exact. They're going to kick off their new their last leg of their journey. You guys, I thank you so much.
Well, thank you. This is awesome. This is really cool. We had a blast.
Thank
you so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Josh Fisher.
And I'm Bea Fisher, and we are the Fisher family. Thank you for joining us today. You're watching Annie Talks.